This is KCUR 89.3. Next week, hundreds of musicians from 30 concert bands and marching bands from around the world will arrive in Kansas City. They'll practice together, socialize, and eventually perform at the Kauffman Center. KCUR's Julie Denishay tells us more about who they are.
One of the musicians who will be traveling to Kansas City is Cliff Norris. He lives in Atlanta, where he plays tuba with the Atlanta Freedom Bands. He's also president of the Lesbian and Gay Band Association. That national organization has its annual conference in town next week. Norris says there's a reason for these kinds of community bands.
There are people who, you know, perhaps didn't have a good experience in their high school or college band. You know, there are people who tell us that they were bullied, but yet their interest in music was still there, and our bands offered, you know, an open, welcoming space that they could come and rekindle their interest in music.
The host band is Kansas City's Mid-America Freedom Band. They're setting up for rehearsal in the basement of Central Presbyterian Church in Midtown. Almost everyone in the band is gay, transgender, or an ally. The band started 16 years ago with just 14 members. Now, it's 80 members strong.
It's like herding cats all the time.
Lee Hartman is artistic director of the Mid-America Freedom Band. Hartman says he seeks out music not often heard on the concert stage.
We really focus a lot on the works of women composers, LGBTQ composers, trans composers, and composers of color. It's been a wonderful, wonderful thing to be like, look, there's great music out there. You just have to do a little digging to find it.
With so many musicians, Hartman felt the added pressure to show off local talent.
Because we wanted to show that Kansas City is not flyover country. And so to do that, I really wanted to pull in local composers to really highlight that, hey, the Midwest is where it's happening.
The lineup is chock full of new music by regional composers, like Derek Jenkins, who graduated from the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and now teaches in Arkansas. Tonight, the band is rehearsing We Seven by Jenkins. The piece explores the early days of the space program.
Woodwinds, with your upward runs, you're going too fast. Good job, Doug, with those.
It's challenging music, and they have a lot to learn before next week. Hartman says he's confident they can pull it off.
After 5 years of being artistic director, there's a lot of trust there that I trust my band can do this. They trust me that we can pull them through, even though the first read, they might look at me like, what are you doing? You are crazy. But we all get there, and we make beautiful music together.
And they do that even though there are new faces at almost every rehearsal.
Austin, hi. Stand on up.
Welcome. Anyone who can read music can join the band. Other folks like Freddie Morado have been in the band a dozen years.
I am the euphonium person.
The euphonium is an instrument with a deep sound. It looks like a small tuba.
I love the playing, and I love having people sitting on either side of me to play with me. And we've gotten to be friends, real friends. And the same with virtually everybody in the band.
Just being in a group of people that have similar experiences, you know, like that adds another layer of something that you share.
That's Ansel Armstrong, a performance major back in college who plays both flute and piccolo.
I've had good experiences in pretty much all of the musical ensembles I've been in. And you have that kind of like bass connection with everyone that, you know, you're all playing the same music together. But being in an ensemble where you have some kind of similar identity as well, and connection, like, really, I don't know, strengthens the experience for me.
For artistic director Lee Hartman, the band is about making music, but it's also about building community.
That's what I love about music, is you're coming together for the common good of making good music together.
But before they can make good music together, these 30 bands have to tune up. And that leads to a special musical moment. Cliff Norris, the Lesbian and Gay Band Association president, says when so many musicians join together on stage, something magical happens.
When we all gather for that first rehearsal, you know, we sound the tuning note. Think, okay, we're all just playing this B flat. But for me, I think of like all these different paths that come together in that one moment and intersect, and then we all breathe in the same air in that one breath and make that one note together. And I think of it as a moment of unity.
And it's also just the joy of sharing music.
Good job. Hey, yeah.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Deniche.
Kansas City's Mid-America Freedom Band will host musicians from around the world at the Lesbian and Gay Band Association's annual conference next week, culminating in a public performance at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts next Saturday.